Hey everybody, it's 2019. We are happy you are listening to the Carbonite Crew podcast, and this year we are looking forward to doing a lot of cool things, and we are super excited about this year. We're going to start off 2019 with something a little new. We're going to have our first ever guest host on the podcast, and our first ever guest host is my best friend Steven. We grew up together. We grew up watching Star Wars together. We played Star Wars. We did all kinds of stuff. We acted it out. We just had a blast. It was our favorite movie and still is our favorite movie. And I thought he is the best person to have on as our first ever guest and our first guest of 2019. So I hope you guys enjoy it. We did have some audio issues during the recording, some technical difficulties. So bear with us on that. So it's a little iffy and goes back and forth a few different times volume-wise. So just hang in there. But it's definitely worth a listen. We hope you guys enjoy. Happy New Year again, since this is our first episode of the new year, and may the Force be with you.
Hey guys, it's Taylor Gray, Ezra Bridger from Star Wars Rebels, and you're listening to the Carbonite Crew podcast. May the Force be with you, always. Spectre 6, out.
Hey kid, I'm putting together a crew.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Carbonite Crew podcast. How are you all doing this week? This is Tyler, and this week I am actually joined by our first ever guest host. His name is Steven. Hey Steven, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I'm in my second day of my last semester of college, and I'm feeling pretty good about it. I'm ready to be done.
That is super, super cool. You're counting down the days now.
Oh, yeah, pretty much. It's been a long ride. I'm ready to be done.
Cool, cool, cool. Well, I'm happy to have you on. I'm glad you're going to be our first ever guest host and guest, so that's super cool.
Yeah, I'm super excited to be here.
Cool, so I'm new to this, since we've never had a guest host or anybody on the show other than me, Jonathan, or Daniel. So this will be all be new to me, so... If you have any ideas or anything at any moment, just jump in and we'll figure it out.
We'll do. Yeah, for sure.
So, like I said, welcome, Steven. Thank you for coming on the Carbonite Crew podcast. I'm going to try to start a new tradition when we have guests on. So I'm going to ask everybody.
Sounds good.
I'm going to ask everybody this. So I'll start with you.
Okay.
What is your favorite Star Wars movie?
And why, I assume, right?
Oh, sure, why not? And why?
Yeah, so, well, it just happens to be the same as yours. My favorite Star Wars movie is actually Revenge of the Sith. And I think the reason why is just, like, it ties up everything. It kind of connects the first trilogy and the second trilogy and ties everything together. Ties up all the loose ends from episodes 1 and 2. That Darth Vader reveal. that's a big part of it. Obi-Wan is a character there is super awesome. And really, I mean, we were, what, 10 and 11 when it came out?
Exactly, and that's what I've said before about it. Well, okay, so for people that don't know, okay, I guess we'll just start with this. So, Steven and
yeah, we should probably preface things.
We should, just so people are kind of, like, aware and nothing seems weird to them. So, me and Steven, basically, we grew up together. Our parents worked together and we're best friends. So, we've known each other our whole entire lives. There's only, like... an 8-month difference between us in age, something like that.
So, yeah, 8 or 9.
I'm older, but it's fun. And
it's whatever.
So,
only by age.
So Steven's known me his whole life. There was a time where I didn't know him, but
those were the dark days. We don't speak about them.
The dark days before the Empire, or no? I'm all backwards right now. Anywho. So we've known each other our whole lives. So Steven and I grew up together basically watching Star Wars, playing Star Wars, acting out Star Wars, everything. So we saw Revenge of the Sith together.
Yeah.
We went to see it together. We actually saw episode 2 together as well. I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I remember that one.
Yeah, oddly I do too. So, but yeah, like you said.
The Yoda lightsaber.
Oh my god.
That's a big moment for us.
Yeah, so anyone that's listened to episode 1, where like I've talked about episode 2 or 3, Steven was there for all that. Just so you folks out there know. But yeah, 10 years old, 11, however old we were, perfect age.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? If I was 10 and The Last Jedi came out, that'd probably be my favorite movie. But
that's a good point. You know, it probably would, because at that point, like, I mean, those movies are old now.
Gosh, I know. God, Revenge of the Sith. Phantom Menace turns 20 this year.
See, that's crazy.
Episode 1 turns 20 years old. That is insane.
Because that means we're old, too.
I know.
Yeah, but anyway.
Anyway,
Revenge of the Sith is my favorite. There's just a lot of memories. I mean, we've watched that, I mean, how many times together? Okay. It was our May the 4th tradition for a while I was still back home. So, yeah. That one's my favorite, hands down.
Was it your bachelor party a few years ago where we were at our friend's house and there was all kinds of stuff going on. There was stuff going on upstairs, downstairs. Like, there were so many people. And then all of a sudden, someone turned on Revenge of the Sith. And before you knew it, everyone was just downstairs watching this movie that everyone has seen a million times.
That's because everyone has good taste, you know?
That is true.
And it's like, what's the movie that gets played at my bachelor party that you planned? Obviously, it's Revenge of the Sith.
And you know what? You invited the right people because everybody... Pretty sure almost everybody was down there.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Oh, I don't regret it. It was great.
So, all right. I guess so that's my answer to that question.
So what about your least favorite movie? And why?
Yep. I think it could change. But as of now, I think my least favorite is Episode 2, actually.
What?
Which I think is the same thing everyone else said, if I remember.
Hey, I will say this. Episode 2 doesn't exist. They just replaced it with a 7-season TV show. As far as I'm concerned.
See, if we think about life like that, then Episode 2 is great.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately,
it's probably the best.
Unfortunately, that's fantasy land. and so, yeah, Episode 2 is my least favorite, and the reason is it's just kind of boring, right? Like, nothing really happens. The acting is meh. Maybe it's not the acting, but like some of the writing and like things that get said, it's just like, yeah. The problem is, like, there's some really cool parts in there. In Episode 2, there's some cool things, especially with Obi-Wan, but it really just kind of gets like overridden by all of the rough stuff with Anakin, with Anakin and Padme, and
freaky like stalker. Awkward prisoner captive scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really hate the opening to that movie too. I don't know why. I always have. They're chasing
where they blow up the ship. That's the beginning. They land and then the ship blows up and then.
Yeah, but then they go and like chase after the assassin or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, everything up until that point, I just, like, don't... I hate watching that part, so...
I don't blame you.
Are you
editing my outline right now?
I was just playing with my mouse.
Clicking. I can see it from my screen.
Yeah, I'll stop clicking things. That's my least favorite.
Jonathan said it best. If the last half of that movie would actually been the beginning, and it went from there, it'd have been perfect.
Yeah, that'd have been cool. I think, because right, like there's some really cool stuff. Like the Yoda fight is great. I really like that whole battle at the end. I love watching Obi-Wan and Jango Fett. There's definitely cool stuff.
Yeah, like that, everything that happened between Padme and Anakin and stuff. Like, you could have put all that in the opening crawl.
It's just all so awkward. Like,
and that's the thing. I wonder if they. Like I said, I don't really want to blame the acting as much, but like if it would have been written better,
mm-hmm.
and maybe acted out just a little better,
how would it change the like, movie? Yeah, because like 7-year-old me didn't notice, but like I'm an adult now, and like nobody talks like that.
Oh, I don't know if you listened to one of the last few episodes, but we were talking about the pear scene.
I listened to that part.
It makes perfect sense because they're the perfect pair.
So, yeah. I was just going to ignore that. pretend like you didn't make that joke so we could move on with our lives.
Just made it again.
Good job, good job.
No, I understand. It's funny because if you like look at the whole like saga as a whole, I understand the point of episode two and the fact that George Lucas was like, "Hey, look here, they really care about each other. Or at least Anakin like really cares about
it. Right.
That's why he turns to the dark side. I get that.
Right, which is super important, right? Like,
but like
we need to know that.
Like, I don't need a scene where Padme's sitting by the fire and they're just she's just like I wish you wouldn't have come back because I love you. Basically, like that's not word for
yeah,
word.
Yeah, it's
but
it's,
I mean, she's
it's real weird.
And he's like, I'm haunted. Like, which might I add, him saying that he was haunted implies that there are ghosts in the Star Wars universe. And I'm assuming I'm not talking about Force ghosts, clearly. But I'm assuming
I don't know. That's a pretty like unsupported assumption.
We're a Star Wars podcast. That's all we do. We're Star
that's
Wars
so
fans.
True.
That's all we do.
We just make unsupported assumptions. Exactly. That's all life is.
Really, until proven otherwise. Really, I mean, am I right?
Turns out. Yeah, I mean, turns out that's what engineering is half the time too. So hopefully that makes you feel better about all the things you use.
Dang, I should have did that. Just made assumptions all day.
Well, what I was gonna say is that I think Last Jedi could creep into that spot depending on how this next movie goes.
Okay, so I guess let's talk about that since you brought it up. What did you think of The Last Jedi?
The first time I watched it, I thought it was awesome. Because, like, it's super well done, the quality is really high, the acting is good, the action scenes were awesome. I laughed a lot when Snoke got cut in half. I thought that was super funny. Because I was like, what a... Because it's just like there's like comedy to like this big bad guy just kind of like going out like that, right? Like it's funny in the moment. And then the problem was like, you can't just forget about the movie after you watch it the first time. So like, if I would have reviewed it, you know, walking out, I would have said 5 out of 5. But the problem was I thought about it. and I talked to you about it. And then I realized, so I was like, oh, wait. The part that gets me is like, we're left with just like crumbles of a story, right? And so like, what are we going to do with it? How is it going to progress? So I'm less enthusiastic about it now.
Yeah, I felt really empty after I saw it for the first time. As I told you, it was a weird feeling, and I almost felt upset, not because of the movie, but because I felt so empty after seeing it.
Yeah.
Someone said it best. The whole movie is nothing changes in the whole entire movie other than Luke Skywalker dying. Because it's literally just a chasing movie, and it ends the same way it started, with just less people on both sides. That's all it is.
Yeah. And I'm just not sure that, like, he even should have died. Like, is that the best direction it could have went? Like, I don't know.
See, I don't know. A lot of people thought Leia was going to die in that one, but... So, I don't know. The way I see it, and the way I've thought about it is... I'm just hoping whatever happens in 9 makes 8 make more sense.
See, that's the positive look at it, right? Like 9 will come and kind of fix the things and wrap it all up. But is that, like, because I think it would also be really easy for JJ to just, like, sweep it under the rug, right? Like, because nothing happened, you can just pretend like the movie didn't happen. And you make episode 9, right? But then that makes episode 8 so bad because it's like, okay, it provided and like contributed 0 to the overall storyline. And I just think, yeah, go ahead.
There's a lot of things I think they could have done in 8. And I know people are like, well, they can do this in 9. It's like, no, they can't. They should have done it in 8. Like Kylo being redeemed. Do not do it. Do not do it.
Yeah, you like you can't do it now. It
cannot happen now. When you say fire every gun I have at that man, no, you're done. You're done. You tried to kill him, and you basically did. You're done.
Right.
Rey turning to the dark side. That's a cool concept. She should have done it in the throne room. Not now.
Yeah, if it was gonna happen, it had to have happened. Now it can't happen.
Because here's the thing: you can't tell us new things and then wrap them up in 2.5 hours. Just not how it works. It's just not how it works. I mean, Infinity War is 2 parts, right? Like, you just can't, and that wasn't even really introducing anything.
Like, yeah, no, not at all. Like, they've been introducing these concepts for years now, right? And it's like, you expect to just be able to walk into episode 9 and be like, oh, by the way, here's the actual plot. Here's what's actually happening.
By the way, Ezra Bridger is Snoke. What up? Like, no, he's not. It's way too
much. You know what I mean? Like, they're just like things like that. You they really just can't do it. And so you have to use what you have. And I think the only thing that they can really, like, do something with are, like, the Knights of Ren, right? Like, we still don't know who they are or what they are. Mm-hmm. But that just, I don't know, because then it's just like
the Knights of Ren. I think you can.
I just don't know that it fixes the problem, right? My biggest issue I see is that, like, we have Rey versus Kylo, which is a really pathetic, like, weak plot, right? Like, neither of them are powerful. Wait, neither of them are experienced.
Oh, I think they're both right? Like, powerful. I just...
Okay, well, then they're not trained well and inexperienced. And it's just like, it just feels so small. Does that make sense?
I see what you're saying, and I do agree with you. I'm on, like, the way it feels so small. I think that was what they were going for, though. Because that's kind of how the original trilogy was, I felt like, was. It's kind of small, centralized, cool. And then, like, you know, you have your main group of characters. And then the prequels kind of opened up all this whole political... This whole political and this galaxy and all these other planets, like, expanding it. And I feel like this new sequel trilogy, I feel like they're trying to do both almost. Where it's like, there's so much out there. Look at these planets. Look at this new stuff. But it's just Kylo versus Rey. That's all we're focusing on. You know?
Right. And so I guess my thing is, like, when Luke wins, right? When he wins at the end of episode 6, he accomplished something, because Darth Vader is obviously powerful. Mm-hmm. When Rey wins at the end, because obviously she's going to, right? Like,
I see.
When she wins at the end of episode 9, like, is it, like, I'm not going to be impressed.
Well, there's rumors of a time jump. I think a year. I think I heard a year. I mean, you could have this whole thing where Kylo's just, like, wreaking havoc. Because, and I don't know if you and I have talked about this, I do think he's more powerful than Vader. Kylo? I think he was always meant to be more powerful than Vader. But, I don't know where they're going to go with it.
So, like, I don't know. Well, I just think it feels very, like, it feels like a weak thing to try to implement, right? Like, okay, we're going to come back. It's been a year, and Kylo is all of a sudden, like, on Vader power level or higher. And it's like, well, why is he there? It's like, just because. Like, nobody's training him.
Wait a minute. Do you like Kylo Ren?
Do I like him?
Mm-hmm.
Not after episode 8.
And that is the end of our podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's not because of, like, I don't know. I think it's a weak, he's a weak, like, antagonist.
I see you writing.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you clicking.
I'll stop. So I guess that's just what I feel about it. It's like, and maybe, like, I'll be proved wrong, but, like, I don't know how they're gonna... So if Kylo Ren is as powerful as, you know, he needs to be for him to be a real bad guy at the end of in episode 9, I just think there's a huge jump there that, like, there's no logical way for us to explain it, right? Like, he's not just gonna, like, wake up one day. It's not like he goes through the Force puberty, right? Like, it's not how it works. It's like Anakin was powerful because Obi-Wan taught him, and then Palpatine did, right? And that's why
we know that Luke taught Ben for a long time. Like, I mean, because in that flashback scene, he had to be at least like 16.
Yeah, so I guess here's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the Kylo versus Rey encounter from Force Awakens, mm-hmm. that is what I'm using as my baseline as who Kylo Ren is. And based on that baseline, he's kind of a wimp.
Just a minute, though. Wait. Here's the thing. He could have killed her at any moment in that scene. I don't believe for a minute he was beaten. Because the whole thing... Because he clearly wants to teach her. Like, either A, he knows who she is. B, he can, like, feel the force, like, just flowing through her, you know? And maybe mm-hmm, he's like, oh, mm-hmm. my God, that's more powerful, you know, than I am.
Right.
I don't think he ever had her. I don't think she ever had him beat at any point.
Okay.
Because think about it. He just got shot with the bowcaster, right?
Which right.
Which, like, well, like, they made a point several times in that movie to show how powerful that bowcaster was, and he just falls to his knee one time and then has a whole lightsaber battle afterwards when, like, stormtroopers were getting, like, literally flown through the air when they would get hit with it.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So I think he thought he killed Finn in that moment. I really do think he thought that. But I think he's powerful. But I'm a Kylo fan.
So I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. But I guess my fear is that we have this, like, awkward movie that tries to make up for, like, the awkward spot that they're in. And we don't really have a good plot because it's, like, this weak protagonist versus this really weak antagonist. And it's, like, you don't go to a UFC fight for the first fight, right? Like, you watch it right. for the end.
Of course.
Like, the two champions, right? And so it's, like, I'm afraid that we're going to have, like, the opening band where we don't want to watch that. You know what I mean? That's not why we're here. If that makes sense.
Kind of. Sort of. I kind of get what you're saying. I don't know. We do have to have a lightsaber battle in this movie. If they do what they did last movie, which, granted, that throne room scene is one of the best, like, lightsaber scenes ever, I think. But
right, it was really cool.
No lightsabers ever clashed in that movie.
Nope.
And, like, that's risky.
Exactly. So that's kind of where I'm at. And so then, but then I guess if Kylo is as powerful as we think he is, then Rey has no shot, right? Because Rey definitely has not had very much training.
I think she's super powerful, though, man. And it's funny because here's my problem with The Last Jedi. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show or with you, but, like, people are saying there's just a lot of things it ignored in The Force Awakens. And, like, my biggest one, if someone was like, "What's your like? What do you mean it ignored something? What do you mean?" Like, the whole, like, scene where Maz asks Han, "Yo, who's the girl?" And it, like, it got scenes, and then all of a sudden Maz comes back and she's like, "Yo, I know who you are."
Right.
So Han knew something and he told her, so what does Han know? You know what I mean? I think she's powerful, and someone said it one time, I don't remember who, and I'm mixing things up. Okay, I'm combining things in my head, but it makes sense, so I'm just going to say it anyway.
So, please do.
I don't want to spoil anything. Okay, you know what? If you want to see The Crimes of Grindelwald and haven't seen it yet and don't want to spoil, stop listening for, like, the next 2 minutes.
I haven't seen The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh, come on! Oh my gosh! Well, Steven, stop listening for the next 2 minutes.
You can just say your theory to nobody.
Never mind. Gosh.
All right. I can't say it. So that's where I'm at on episode 9.
So you don't know anything about Grindelwald?
I mean, I know some things, but, like, I don't want to, like, obviously I've read Harry Potter.
So what do you know?
And I know about Grindelwald?
Like, Grindelwald and Dumbledore.
They end up fighting, Dumbledore kills Grindelwald and gets the Elder Wand.
Okay. Yeah, I'm real curious how that's going to play out in the movies.
Oh, did I just spoil something
no,
for
no,
you?
No, but if, no, no. If he goes, no, I didn't know that, but I'm glad I know that because I'm curious how it's going to play out in the movies now that I've seen The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Because gotcha.
Not knowing that, I would have never come up with that assumption having seen The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Interesting. Okay.
And I'm sure there's a way around it. Like, and that's the whole. I think that's the whole plot of really the whole Fantastic Beasts thing is. That's a whole nother conversation. You should go see him. I'm surprised you haven't seen him.
Yeah.
Did you like the first
one? We loved the first one. Problem was, it came out, like, right before finals, and then I kind of forgot about it.
I don't even know if it's in theaters anymore.
I don't know either. But anyway, that's not what this podcast is about.
No, but it's okay.
You just have to assume everybody's a nerd, right?
You just assume. Assumptions.
So one of the things I was going to say that you brought up was talking about, like, who is Rey. Something I'm kind of worried about, like, how they do it is, okay, Force Awakens, we thought Rey was a Skywalker, right? Like, that was pretty unanimous. Like, most people thought that. Then Episode 8, we're like, no, she's a nobody.
That was a lie. That was a lie completely. Had to be.
You think it was just a lie?
Yeah, like the whole, because that's the only moment Kylo looks away from her, if you watch that scene, is when he says that. Yeah, he looks her in the
eye.
Everything he tells her, he looks her in the eye. And then as soon as he says, you're nobody, looks away.
Huh.
Yeah. Which, I mean, if anyone out there has studied, you know, like, psychology or anything, like, it's a psychological thing. But
right, it's his tell. I've watched a lot of NCIS.
Oh, dude, me too. That's Ashley's show. Now she's on.
Dude, we'll talk about that. Oh man, we'll talk about that later too.
We got all sorts of stuff to talk about.
but anyway, okay, that's interesting to know.
So yeah,
that helps it a little bit.
Wow, it's funny talking to you now. Either A, we haven't talked about it as much as I thought we have, or we forget really easily.
Well, I know I forget really easily, but you tend to remember more things than I
do. Yeah,
so
if I don't remember, it's probably
most likely.
So, slowly coming off of that topic, because we could go on about that for a while, I'm sure.
Yeah, probably too long, I'm sure.
Probably. How you feel about the Clone Wars coming back, buddy?
Dude, I'm really excited. Because
you really like
I loved
Clone
watching.
Wars.
I did. I really enjoyed Clone Wars. I consider it's one of those things, it's like Doctor Who, where I just love having it on. It's a good thing to watch. So I'm excited about it coming back and kind of wrapping everything up.
Yeah, definitely.
My biggest thing is I just love all those characters so much. So really anything that gets, like, Obi-Wan back on the screen makes me happy.
It made me fall in love with, like, Anakin's character more.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, just being so
it
much
completely
more
changes him.
He's just so much more rounded as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's funny though because, like, watching it, there's not a doubt in my mind that, like, the live action stuff isn't a part of it. But, like, I'll go back and watch episode 3, and, like, I can't imagine, like, those, like, Hayden Christensen doing some of the things that, like, the animated characters did. Like,
yeah,
just I don't know, but those define the characters for me. Like those, like someone,
yeah.
Like, how would you describe Anakin? I would say something about the show, or describe how he is in the show. So
yeah, because I think that's like him at the core, right? Is when we see him in the show,
he's a smart
before
mouth, who defies,
right?
You know, he kind of rebels a little bit here and there, does what he wants, but he's good enough that
but,
he can do whatever he wants.
Mm-hmm. And
it works.
Yeah, and at the core, like, he's got good intentions, right?
Oh, of course.
I think that's the biggest thing about him in Clone Wars is he's got good intentions. But then in 3, we really see Palpatine start to get in there and kind of, like, manipulate those good intentions. So I think they did a really good job of, like, using that part of Anakin and really displaying it in Clone Wars.
Right.
And you see it in his, like, relationship with Ahsoka, and it's just really cool.
Oh, God, Ahsoka. Gave us Ahsoka.
Right, and that's a pretty, like, it's a good gift, you know what I mean?
Ahsoka. She's one of my favorites. Like,
she's on my short list of characters that I would be okay with showing up in episode 9.
And it's so funny because, like, I have this, like, vision of how I see Ahsoka. Like, I'm just so worried they're going to bring her to live action. And it's going to be, like, they're not, like, whoever the actress is doesn't look anything like I ever imagined her looking. It's just going to ruin it for me. Like, that's what worries me.
Yeah.
Same with, like, Ezra. It's a possibility, like,
but... Who?
Like Ezra or Kane or anything like that. Yeah.
So. Yeah.
But
anyway, Clone Wars.
Sorry, it's got a lot. Just so much we can talk about. Mine's going all over.
Yeah. What are you hoping to see from Clone Wars, the return?
What a great question. I don't know. I've heard, I don't know if you've heard this or not, they'll probably show the Siege of Mandalore because it's canon that when Anakin and Obi-Wan go to get the Chancellor in episode 3, they were coming from the siege.
Oh,
So this should
episode 3.
Yeah, this should, like, right there. Because in the Ahsoka novel, that's where she's at, is the Siege of Mandalore. So from the trailer, you know, like, hey, Master, it's been a long time. I'm assuming she knows what's about to happen or something's going on. She calls for the help. You know, they go and blah, blah, blah. So someone that worked on the show was saying that there's like a 3 or 4 episode arc in the new series or in the new season of Clone Wars that apparently is like the best arc of the whole entire series. And I think that got brought up because when they did the whole Clone Wars Saved poster, I don't know if you remember when that came out or if you saw it, it was a clone trooper, like an orange clone trooper helmet. But if you look at it, and I didn't notice this at first until it was pointed out to me, the logo on it is the Fulcrum logo, which, if you've seen Star Wars Rebels, you're familiar with the Fulcrum logo.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's, like, painted on this clone trooper helmet. So I'm curious what that's gonna, if I almost wonder if there's a clone, nicknamed Fulcrum, and maybe he leads or something, and maybe they're like, oh, to honor him, we will, maybe, I would assume, like, a captain or something, you know, and they're like, well, call him Fulcrum. I don't know. Interesting. Yeah, so. Which, who knows when that's going to come out. It's going to be on the streaming service, and that just got announced that wasn't going to be until late 2019, so.
Oh, okay.
In Disney terms.
So it's at least going to be a while.
In Disney terms, whenever they want.
Good to know. Well, that's cool that they're sticking with, like, the same format, because that was one of the cool things about Clone Wars is that they kind of did these arcs where, like, multiple episodes kind of chained together often.
That was cool until you were watching because... that at 1:30 in the morning, and you started in the morning.
Well, you know, nothing good happens after 11 p.m., so you shouldn't watch TV.
It's 2 a.m., isn't it?
I don't remember.
Well, it's 11 p.m. now, so.
It's 11 p.m. for me. I don't know.
If I'm in bed by 11 p.m. right now, tomorrow's gonna suck. That's all I gotta say.
Because you're gonna be up at 4?
You gotta be up at 3.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It is horrible. But it's okay.
Yeah. So anyway.
So yeah, so...
Excited for Clone Wars to come back.
I'm super excited. Speaking of Rebels, which one do you prefer? Clone Wars or Rebels?
Yeah, I prefer Rebels.
I knew it.
And it might not be the most fair answer, and here's why. When I watched Clone Wars, I was always doing other stuff during it.
Okay.
So I didn't, like, sit and digest it super hard. But with Rebels, I was always pretty tuned in. But I still feel like I got enough out of Clone Wars that I can make a good answer. And I say Rebels. I don't know. I just really loved Rebels. I loved the characters and the development of all the characters. I thought the Force stuff they did was super cool. I think the mystery at the end is just like that makes it really great, because it's just like what happened, what, like where is everybody, like what's going on? I hate not knowing, but I also am like,
you know, that surprisingly like is one thing that's
a huge cliffhanger.
It's that actually doesn't bother me as much, like as far as cliffhangers go.
Mm-hmm. And
it might sound weird, but like I felt really comforted. If you haven't seen Rebels, spoilers. If you haven't seen it, just skip ahead a few seconds. I felt a lot of comfort in knowing that Ahsoka and Sabine were like gonna go out and find him. You know, like,
right.
So I felt like you know he's alive, you know he's out there, you know he's okay. So I think that's why I'm not like, oh god, what happened to him? Like, I know he's alive.
Right. I think it would have just been like disappointing if they killed, like if he just died, right? But now it's like they don't necessarily have to bring him back because I know that he was not dead.
Yeah.
And so like just that is kind of enough for me, where it's like, okay, he did something, he did more things. We just don't necessarily have to know. But obviously I prefer to know.
And he's gone a long time.
Long
time, because you're thinking, let's say that, let's just assume, and it didn't. I'm just, for time's sake, I'm being conservative. Let's say that him disappearing took place literally like a week before New Hope. It doesn't, but let's just say it does. And then it's not until after Return of the Jedi where Ahsoka's like, what up? I've been sleeping. Let's go find him now. Right? You're talking what? How many years? 3 years between 4 and 5, and then another probably 3 to 5 between 6. So you're talking probably 8 years at least that he's been gone.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Which I like that they did that, because then they didn't just kill Thrawn off. They didn't just kill him off. He could be out doing something, and it makes sense why he's not there during the original trilogy, because he would have been a huge difference maker.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I say Rebels. And that's not me saying, like, one is better, more well done, or, like, higher quality. That's just, like, my personal preference, is that I enjoyed Rebels more.
You know, you said something very important in the Star Wars community. It was your preference.
Yes.
Not that it means anything.
Which is allowed.
It's just, that's what you feel. I'm glad you said that. No, you said something a second ago, too. The character development, how deep they got.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's kind of what, like, the sequel trilogy is trying to do, but they're not doing. Because, you know, we kind of talked about how they're like, I don't know. So, I agree, though.
I don't know.
This is better.
We don't know. Like, we just don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
So.
I love Rebels. Every moment of it was awesome.
It really was.
Thrawn. Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know who's going to play Thrawn in the new series, in the new episode 9.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't I know it. Dr. Thrawn.
Dr. Thrawn. Thrawn who?
That is what I'm hoping for the most out of episode 9. I think everything else could be awful, but if Matt Smith shows up on that screen and is blue, I'll be satisfied.
Oh god, you're giving me goosebumps. Oh god. I wanted to have a light sonic screwdriver hilt. That's all I want.
Yes.
That's all I want. And have, oh god, or like, you know, like on display. Like that's all I want. Like
mm-hmm,
or just sonic screwdriver on display. Whatever. I mean,
yep.
Or a little like.
Speaking of lightsabers, I have a complaint.
About lightsabers?
No, about you.
Wait a minute. No. I don't know what you're going to say, but I don't think it's right.
It's not really about you. It's sort of. It's something you said. I was listening to one of the previous episodes.
Well, thank you.
You complained about Darth Maul having to use the Force to get his lightsaber to him at the end of Solo.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know, he's sitting in his chair, and he sticks out his arm, and the lightsaber comes flying to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me that you would be okay with having this 2 foot long, probably weighs 25 pounds object just hanging from your waist at all times.
No, but he's got a single one. Or no. No, it's smaller though now. It is smaller. Cause I'm pretty sure it's smaller. It's more handheld. Yeah, smaller. He said my cell phone's smaller. My lightsaber's got to be smaller.
It's still double bladed, right?
I think so. Now you got me thinking. I can't remember. Well, he only ignites one side in the movie, if it is. Here's my thing.
Okay, well, that's because he's not going overboard.
My complaint's not that he uses the Force to bring it over to him. I would be doing that too. I'd purposely set it over somewhere so I'd have to do that too. My complaint was that he ignited it in the first place. There's no need to. He's not going to stab her through the hologram. He's not going to...
Okay, well, I can't argue with that because I agree. I assume it was for a dramatic effect.
Yeah, oh, of course it was. It was Darth Maul.
But anyway, that's all that I had there.
Speaking
so
of Darth
nothing
Maul,
really useful.
Who's your favorite character of all time?
Not Darth Maul, which is funny, but good transition, sort of.
He's a character.
That's a really good question. My favorite character of all time is Darth Vader. Which I feel like is a common answer, but he always has been.
I thought you were going to say Darth Maul for a minute. I heard you say Darth. I was like, oh gosh. I'm going to say it.
Nope. It's D-Vade.
D-Vade. I like that. D-Vade.
Like, who doesn't? Who isn't?
Who doesn't like Darth Vader?
Right? Like, he's like, when you think Star Wars, if that's not the first thing you think of, then you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Completely. I mean, I understand if you don't like Anakin, but you like Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you hate Darth Vader, you look at him and be like, he's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
He looks pretty cool.
So, yeah, he's just super awesome. He looks great. He's super powerful. Just, like, the coolness factor, right? Because that's what matters.
Have you, there's a new fan film that came out, and it's pretty, like, high quality. Like, I think they spent some money on it, but it's on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Shards of the Past.
Huh.
It just came out, I want to say, like a week or two ago, actually, and it's by Star Wars Theory on YouTube. It is super...
Okay.
It's actually cool, because it's not like a full movie. It's only like 15 minutes, and it's like almost like an episode, so I don't know how many they're going to do. But some of the stuff they do is actually super, super cool. Like, they play around with a lot of the Padme stuff, like in Vader's head, and it got me on my feels a little bit. I'm like, dang, like this is what George Lucas should have been doing. Like,
yeah,
ooh, but and there's a whole scene in it where basically like he just wreaks havoc, but then you find out like he was thinking about it the whole time and it wasn't actually happening. So it's check it out if you haven't checked it out, and anyone listening, check it out because it's super super cool.
I'll have to do that.
I mean, there's some cheesy like effects part, but I mean, you got to remember this is a fan film. Like, just if you get past that,
right? It's not
that,
a.
But there's some
it's
good
not a Disney
too.
Production.
Yeah, but
if
you're also watching it like this is a fan film, then you're going to be like, whoa, there's some really, really good graphics. They spent some money on it.
Gotcha. Who is your favorite character of all time?
My favorite character of all time? That's... I don't know.
If you say Kylo Ren, I'm hanging up.
Why? Come on, Kylo Ren is awesome. Okay. Not Kylo Ren, because he probably is. He's in the top two.
Sheesh.
Whatever. Actually, I don't know, man. Obi-Wan is up there. And honestly, probably Ezra from Rebels.
Okay, that's a good answer. I'll take that answer.
Dude, his character, like, watch, like, you would talk about, like a dynamic character in a story where they change.
Mm-hmm.
Every season he's different.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. And he grows, you know? I like it. I like
him.
He's cool. So Kanan's pretty cool too. The whole Rebels cast, dude.
Right,
Rebels
like
is a great
I have
show.
isn't it? It's really great.
Oh, God.
And if anyone, I need to rewatch it.
If anyone listening hasn't watched Rebels just because of the animation, go watch it anyway.
It's right? One, like, it's just not a good enough reason.
Literally don't even notice. Like, the new Resistance series that came out, I've watched, like, two of those, and that animation is still a little buggy on me, but that's a complete 180, I feel like, from Clone Wars and Rebels. I mean, I can see how it's a problem if you're coming right off of, like, Clone Wars and then right onto Rebels. I can see it. But, I mean, if you give yourself a break, you'll be fine. So, what do you, I know we kind of, I guess we haven't talked about it. What are you looking forward to in 9, episode 9? Is there anything, like, you're like, I have to see this happen?
Yeah. We touched on it a little bit, but I guess we talked more about in the vein of, like, what is episode 8 to us. So episode 9, what am I looking forward to? My list of things I'm afraid of might be longer than what I'm looking forward to, but I'll try to answer in a positive light, right? I'm hoping for a good bridge, right, where we use what happened in episode 8, but we use it well. Mm-hmm. And we put together a solid story where I think we're left with a not-so-solid story. I think it can be turned around and turned into something good, right? Like, okay, so Snoke is dead. I don't want to see them, like, bring him back or anything like that. They kind of made the decision. He's gone. So, okay, he's not our bad guy. Kylo's our bad guy. Let's use that, right? Let's make him really bad. I think they have to convince me that he's worthy. So, you know, I just had this thought, but you know, the beginning of Infinity War with Thanos, right?
Okay, yeah.
Like, after that first scene with Thanos, you're like, okay, I get it. Like, right. I believe that he is a worthy villain. I need something like that for Kylo in episode 9.
That'd be cool, seeing Kylo where just carry Thor. And just throw him down. That'd
be super cool. So I'd love to see that episode 9 start like that. It's just like, oh, wow, he is powerful, right? He is, you know, stepping into the Vader shoes, right? Even that scene we see of Vader in Rogue One, like something like that, but we see it from Kylo, right? Like, I want to see something like that. I want to see more lightsaber battles.
Yeah. We need like 2 or 3.
Right, I think at least 2, like one towards the beginning, and obviously, like, it has to end with one, because if it doesn't end with a lightsaber battle, then like, what are we even doing here?
Hey man, I'm calling it now. I'm telling you, it's gonna be the Knights of Ren versus the Rey and the New Jedi Knights. Just a big, it's gonna look like the Clone Wars, but with Jedi.
But like, what new Jedi Knights?
They're out there, Broom Boy. Look at him. Got Broom Boy.
It's been a year.
That's rumored. That's not confirmed, like, the exact time. So it could be 5. Uh-huh. I don't know.
If it's been 5 or 10 years, then sure, right? Honestly, maybe that's just the best thing to do. It's like, they've been living and hiding for a long time, right? Like, that might just be the best route to go.
I think they've been hiding. I mean, I like to see... I think Jonathan and I were talking about it a few months ago, but I think it'd be cool to, like, see some scenes where, like, the Knights of Ren are, like, maybe Kylo's holding some, like, Knights of Ren meeting or something, I don't know, you know? Like, some kind of gathering.
And, yeah.
Like, somehow, because they wore masks, like, you saw, assuming those were the Knights of Ren in the Force Awakens flashbacks, they wore masks.
Right.
Like, if she was under one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Just infiltrated.
Oh.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
That'd be super cool.
Or, like, her and Finn and Poe or something. Yeah. That'd be a good start to the movie.
Kylo turns to him. Aren't you a little short to be a Knight of Ren?
I like that. So, something like that. Because that feels Star Wars-y, right? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, oh, definitely.
I don't know. So, like, things like that. Those are kind of, like, the more realistic things. I'm just, like, the things, like, I think these kind of have to happen. But there is a list of hopefuls.
Okay, I'd love to hear them.
And specifically in characters that show up.
Ooh, I like specifics. Oh, like new characters or...
newly introduced to this trilogy. Yes.
Okay, like who? You seem like you have someone on your mind.
I have a few someones. I personally would love to see Ezra, Thrawn, Ahsoka show up.
See, my issue with that, do you think it's too late? Like, do you think it's...
yes, but also I think the coolness of it is, like, makes it forgivable, if that makes sense. Like, and I think we've got to do something kind of bold after nobody, like, after, like, Last Jedi got a lot of bad press and Solo got a lot of bad press. So I think something has to happen where, like, people have confidence in Disney again and making these movies. Otherwise, we're not going to get any more.
That's true.
That was one of the first things I said with Force Awakens was, like, for after Force Awakens, because, like, obviously that one was great. Everybody loved it.
Right.
And so I was like, okay, for as long as they don't mess one up, they will keep making movies, and I want more movies. I don't think I have, like, a limit, right? Like, I don't think it's going to be like, okay, 15, I'm done, right? I think I'm just right. Okay with getting Star Wars for the rest of my life, right? So what I don't want to have happen is to be like, okay, we made 3 movies in a row that nobody liked, and so now we're done. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either. Well, and my whole thing is, I think I said this as soon as they made The Force Awakens, I know it was before The Last Jedi. I remember that. But they're going to come out with so many movies eventually that you're just going to be like, you're going to have to dislike one more than another. Like, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, if 1, 2, and 3 were the only ones we ever had, the prequels, they probably would have never made any more. That's a bad example. But, like, we're going to get to a point where episode 5, I'll use episode 6. Everyone loves episode 5. Episode 6. People aren't going to like that one as much as, you know, say, episode 14, you know?
Right.
When you have 14 to choose from, well, 4 with the anthology films, you're going to... Like, I loved Solo. I loved Solo. It's actually on right now in the background. I like that more than, like, episode 1 or even Return of the Jedi. I'd rather watch Solo. But, I mean, a year ago... I wouldn't have said, Return of the Jedi would have been ranked higher. But now it's not.
Right,
because
right.
Solo's out. Like, it's just a natural thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, perfect example is the Marvel movies.
I
loved the first Thor, but, you know, after watching Ragnarok, it's a lot lower on the list.
So, yeah, I think that I would like to see... I just think it'd be really cool.
They can't.
And maybe they wait, and maybe it's like another anthology movie, right? Where they bring back bring back everybody from Rebels or whatever. I don't know.
And it's just you got to be careful with, like, introducing characters like that, because you got to have it make sense and not take away.
Yeah, so I don't know. There's a few things that I'm hoping to have happen, and kind of they're in that vein where, and I guess this is based on my opinion of episode 8, where we're kind of left with some shaky plots, and I think introducing some, like, big characters could help reinforce things, and kind of provide some interesting developments. And I think the biggest thing was Matt Smith being cast. That's been the main thing that makes me want Thrawn to come, because
and I always forget.
I just think it's perfect. Cast.
Like
I know,
you, like until you like talk about it out loud, I just.
Like there are very few actors that I love as much as Mr. Matt Smith.
Gosh, he's so good.
Oh yeah, so good. I just hope, and even if it was just like just Thrawn, that would be enough. But I guess we'll get Thrawn and not Ezra.
Him, I think we'll get a solo movie of him, just him eventually.
That's true. That would be cool.
I think that's what Disney needs to do, is start making these anthology films of these characters that like maybe people really aren't familiar with. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like Ahsoka. Like Thrawn.
Right.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I can't think of anyone off the top of my head other than them two, but like Ezra. I don't know. Someone.
You know? Yeah. No, I think those would all be cool. And obviously we need to make an Obi-Wan movie, but.
The world wants it.
The world wants it.
Well, maybe at Celebration we're going to get some announcements. A few months away.
Yeah, I guess that's a possibility.
So pumped.
I'd love to, you know, see a trailer or something.
Oh, I'm sure there will be a trailer. So
that'll be nice. Just so I have some, like, ideas to hope for, right?
I just want to let you know, if I am in the room and get to see the trailer, I'm going to text you and say, bro, Thrawn. That's all I'm going to say. Whether he actually is in the trailer or not.
Oh, you're the worst.
What if he is, though?
Wouldn't it be so cool?
Oh, God. I don't think they'd reveal something. They might. We'll just have like his soft-spoken voice or something. Like,
mm-hmm. I just think he would be a really easy character to introduce, right? Like,
I think he would be, even like people that aren't familiar with him, I think if you do him right on the big screen, people will like love him.
Right, because like
when the books came out and they put him in Rebels, mm-hmm. loved him there. He's done no wrong so far.
Because it's just like, oh, even if you've never seen Rebels or anything or even heard the name, you're just like, oh, it's another Imperial. Like, there's obviously more of them.
Right.
And it's not just Hux.
Exactly. And I mean, if you follow the Star Wars, you know, canon and books and all that fun stuff, like, they just came out with another one and Anakin's in it. Like, so, I mean, it's not like he's just this random guy.
Yeah.
So, I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
That's why I think we're going to get a Star Wars Celebration. I'm calling it now, a Thrawn announcement. Thrawn announcement.
And what are you expecting? And maybe we can just wrap up with this, since I know you've got more stuff going on. What do you expect to have happen after Episode 9? What do you think is going to be next? Do we have a confirmed trilogy?
The Skywalker saga. And story mm-hmm. ends here. That they've confirmed that. What that means, I don't know. So I think, to me, what that says is Rey is not a Skywalker. I think that confirms that. Does that mean Ben dies? They've never called him Skywalker, so I don't know. He's always been a Solo. Jonathan and I have talked about this a lot, but like I can see them not killing Kylo off in the end. Maybe he gets exiled something. Maybe we finally see like an actual like prison for the first time in Star Wars. I don't know. We'll see.
I guess if he just got like dumped onto a planet that had nothing on it, like
Jakku. dump him on Jakku.
Maybe where there's like no other people or other. I don't know.
Maybe that Rey flashback was actually a future vision, but it was actually Kylo getting left there by Rey and everybody else.
That's possible.
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
So,
I don't think he can be redeemed. Like I said, I think we're past that.
Yeah, I think because my biggest thing is, if they redeemed him, like what would they be fighting against?
Because like, you made a good point. The whole like original trilogy is like Luke redeems Vader, he beats him. I don't think Rey's mm-hmm. really out to redeem Kylo. I don't think that's what it is. I think she thinks
he's right, but and then the main thing is like, yeah, like Vader gets redeemed, but he has to be redeemed, and then he defeats Palpatine, right? Like, right. If Kylo gets redeemed, then it's Kylo and Rey versus versus what, Hux? Like, that doesn't seem like a fair fight.
I don't know. I think Hux is going to surprise us. I love
him. He's the actual Sith Lord.
Dude, that moment when I realized Domino Gleeson was in Harry Potter blew my mind. Because you know he's...
Wait, what? I don't know that I knew that.
He's Bill Weasley. He's the oldest brother.
No.
Yeah, go back and watch it.
No, I can picture it, and you're right. I just didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. Didn't notice it. Blew my mind. Because he does all... And he does a lot of the... He was one of the few people that came in and did a bunch of stuff for the rides at Universal Studios. So, like, and I didn't know that. And so I'm thinking back on, like, all the times I was in the ride where, like, he's leading us through. And I'm like, what? What? I'm mad they toned him down in The Last Jedi. He's one of those characters. I told Jonathan this. Like, I love him just because he pisses me off so much. Like, when he comes into the room, you're just like, I hate you so much. But it works. So, well, I appreciate having you on, man.
Yeah, man, I appreciate being on. I'm glad I could be guest number one, which is where I feel like I deserve to be. Oh. But, you know, so it's exciting nonetheless.
You could say you're the chosen one.
Well, we all know that already.
All right, man. Well, it's a pleasure having you on. You go engineer some stuff.
I'll try.
Go assume and then engineer it. And then.
Yep. That's life.
That's just what we're living, and we're Star Wars fans, so all we can do is assume until proven wrong or right. So, again, thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
And may the Force be with you guys.
And with you as well.